Good morning. This is Rosemary Trajic with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Candy Franklin with VitalRN. Welcome, Candy.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about VitalRN and what you offer?
So, my name is Candy Franklin. I'm a registered nurse and the owner of VitalRN. And we provide professional mobile testing and specimen collection services to businesses throughout the Ellis County area and surrounding communities.
That's really cool. So, what kind of industries do you hit with this service?
So, we support a variety of industries, from construction and warehouse companies to courthouse and monitoring programs like juvenile or adult probation programs, sober living programs, transportation and logistics companies, really anyone who is wanting to maintain compliance with their employees. And we also offer these services to private individuals as well.
That's really neat. With this service, I know there is time that employers lose if they send it off and have their employers go to another company that is housed, let's just say in downtown Waxahachie or north side of Waxahachie. But with your service, you come on site and you do it all. Can you kind of explain that process?
Sure. So there's actually been workplace research done to show that on average, employers might lose 3 hours of productivity for each employee when they're sending them offsite for lab testing. And so what we do, instead of you having to send your employees across time, losing productivity, disrupting your whole workflow, we come directly to your business, to your worksite, to your courthouse, to your house, and we conduct those services there. And that allows you to maintain compliance while also maintaining a smooth workflow.
That's really neat. And can businesses, they can set up with you, whether that's coming to their business monthly, quarterly, yearly. How do you offer those kind of situations, correct?
Yes, we do. So one example would be if an employee, or if an employer rather, wants to implement a quarterly random testing situation. So instead of coordinating travel and pulling their employees away from the work site, we would come directly to you on that scheduled date, on site, perform those collections right there, and help to streamline your testing process so you can stay focused on what's most important, which is running your business.
Yeah, and I feel like that also keeps it at random too. The employee is not knowing like, oh, I'm being tested the following day or XYZ.
Absolutely.
It is truly keeping it at random and kind of more streamlined, I guess.
Yes.
Is the easier way to say it. Now, companies, you don't have to have 100 employers for this, correct? Like, it can be a small, like, what's kind of the smallest that you've worked with?
No, and actually, I think that's a misconception that a lot of people think, you know, the little small mom and pop stores mom and pop businesses think that, you know, they don't need to have a drug policy in place. And this is something that protects you as a business. It also helps to protect your employees. I mean, there have been all sorts of studies that show, you know, if you are using certain substances, it makes you more prone to accidents and just all sorts of things. And so, because we realize that every organization operates differently and on different scales, we are able to customize the needs that you have that, again, allow you to maintain compliance and to run your business safely.
That's really neat. And with this, I know it takes time and turnaround, but they can expect results within, I'm assuming, a week or so back to you, or a couple days, I'm assuming, depending on the test.
Yeah, depending on the test, but it's usually like a couple of days. And depending on what that test is, we're able to coordinate with the lab and they can specify what the turnaround time will be.
Can you kind of explain what the different tests that you offer to these for that?
So we offer DOT and non-DOT testing. So DOT is Department of Transportation. So that would be like your transportation and logistics, some warehouses and manufacturing. Non-DOT is really anything outside of that. If you are just a regular business and you want to make sure that your employees are compliant and that you are covering yourself, we offer those services as well. We offer DNA collections, which can benefit you in a variety of situations, whether it's child support, whether it's paternity, whether it's immigration, inheritance disputes, any number of things. And then we also offer hair testing specimens.
That's really,
yes.
What with the hair testing specimens? I'm kind of intrigued by that. Like, what does that entail?
So you're actually collecting a specimen of hair. Mm-hmm. And the difference is I'll use this as an analogy since I'm a nurse. So if you've ever gone to the doctor and had a fasting glucose test, mm-hmm. where they just say, okay, we'll just fast and we're going to check your blood in the morning. That's totally different than when you get your hemoglobin A1C checked, mm-hmm. which shows how you've been behaving for those 3 months. So that's the difference between like a urine test and a hair specimen test. Your hair is going to show a pattern of behavior over a longer period of time.
So
if you, for instance, have a situation where you are wanting to monitor what an individual has been doing or just, you know, what their practices have been, then you're able to have a more accurate reading of what their long-term practices have been versus something over the last few days. Because if you know you're going to come up with a test and it's going to be in a couple of days, then you can just give it for a couple of days and
exactly.
do what you need to do. So there are a lot of different tests. Again, we're able to customize whatever the particular test the business would prefer. Mm-hmm. And we coordinate with the lab and they're the ones who do the test, but we're the ones who collect.
That's really neat. Now, if you're an employer and you're listening to this and you're thinking, I don't even know where to start, I'm assuming you can sit down with them and show them, this is exactly what we do. This is what I recommend. Correct.
Yes.
Like if you've got an employer that comes to you and just says, I want to start this, I want to implement, you could help guide them in that right direction.
Absolutely. Even if it's just consulting on creating a drug policy, because again, a lot of smaller businesses may not even have one. But yes, we can sit down with you and customize a drug policy that works for you. Even if that's just, you know, every so many months, you know, if it's just something just kind of a more of a maintenance policy, we can do that for you as well.
That's really neat. And it's so needed here in Waxahachie. Waxahachie is booming, like we've said.
Yes.
And being able to travel within Waxahachie and then kind of even the outskirts of Waxahachie and making it pertinent, like it's needed for our community. And I think you're one of the very first in our area that have started a mobile like drug testing thing. It's so neat. What made you want to start this?
So I have over 20 years in healthcare and over a decade in nursing. And one of the things that, as a nurse that I really pride myself on is, you know, precision and accuracy. And especially having a background in forensic nursing, I really love the idea of, you know, having a methodical and very precise way of collecting, I won't say evidence, but collecting specimens. And so it's nice to be able to bring that expertise into something that is my own, that is, you know, another way for me to connect with the community and also to provide what I feel is a much needed service to both individuals and also businesses in the community.
That's really neat. And you're giving away a scholarship this year. Can you touch on that? And like, you have a huge event also as well. You kind of do a little bit of everything here.
Yeah. So outside of nursing, I'm a recording artist and my artist name is Kay Yvette. And this year is our third year of putting on the Summer Soul Fair. It's an outdoor music festival. Mm-hmm. It's downtown at Rail Yard Park. And it's just been such a great experience. And one of the things that we've added this year for the first time is the Pulse of Compassion Scholarship. It's for graduating seniors who are pursuing a career in nursing. And just reading the submissions and actually we're going to be contacting the winner on Wednesday.
Oh,
so
fun.
I'm really excited about that. And we're going to present the award to them at SummerSoul. So
that's so
it's
neat.
Really exciting to all of this is just another way to connect with the community.
And exactly. So, yeah. And can you give a little shout out of when SummerSoul will be?
Yes, it is Saturday, July 18th. The park opens at 6. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have food trucks, all the things. It's family friendly. You can bring your lawn chair and your water and all of that thing, your coolers. And the show starts at 7, so it's 6 to 10.
That's wonderful. And you will be performing?
Yes.
That's exciting. And this is at Rail Yard Park, correct?
Yes, downtown Rail Yard Park. Mm-hmm.
That is so neat. Well, thank you, Candy, for joining me today. If a business or an individual wants to get in contact with you to learn more about VitalRN, how can they get in contact with you?
Okay. So whether you need ongoing workforce testing or support in your compliance programs, VitalRN can customize a solution that works for your business. So to connect with us, you can visit VitalRN.org or you can call 855-VITAL-RN. That's 855-848-2576.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Candy, for joining me today, and I look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much.